Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hey, what's up, podcasters?
Good show today. You were being flirted with, madame.
With Manu?
No.
She was the flirtee.
No, I just wanted to eat his food. Show it in. But he's sitting there and he's talking. I hate it when people are talking and they're holding their food because I get panicked when I see a waiter going past at a cocktail party.
When it's like these ones where they're like, and you know what? I have something else to take.
I do find it enjoyable with other people eating, but then I like to berate them for eating badly. He eats nicely.
Yeah, we'd learn over. He eats on television.
Yes, and but he enjoys it. Yeah. See, I enjoy it. I think I am quite a feeder.
You 100% are a feeder.
Yeah.
See, Matt Preston never worked out the art of eating pretty on television, did he?
No.
But maybe that's his thing. He doesn't mind. So would you prefer people to talk with their mouth full?
No. I would, even if they're silent and they eat, that's fine. Like, I find it really enjoyable when they're really getting into their food and they're eating. It's like I fell in love with Clive Palmer when he ate the whole Tim Tams going up the step of his aeroplane. And I was like, he just inhaled them. And I was like, oh, that's so enjoyable.
But it's very hard to find someone that eats like that and is attractive.
I think I still find that enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Like, I found that attractive that someone's into their food.
Oh, you'd have him losing weight within the week.
Now, see, I get so annoyed because my three kids don't eat. They get up off the table. They move around. Mm. It just annoys me. And here's, for example, I went out to dinner before the Lions and we got, we had an extra kids. So we had four kids' meals and Scotty had a schnitzel and I had a schnitzel as well. So we're eating it and I said to Scotty, hey, just so you know, I'm probably not going to cook tonight. So this is your meal. Mm. He's like, excellent. And then all the kids didn't finish theirs and he completely finished all their plates. And I find that like.
That's it. Yeah. If I've ever got a couple of kids and they're, you know, getting the nugget meals and, you know, they're like, do you want a 3 or a 6? Mm. I'm like, no, you definitely want 6.
Yeah.
And you pray to God they don't finish them.
I'd get annoyed when people leave food on their plate.
Yeah.
That annoys me. Does that not annoy you?
If I've cooked it. Yeah.
But if we're going out for dinner.
Their choice.
Oh, it stresses me. I think it's because it's always brought up with the. Money doesn't grow on trees.
Mm. Yeah, go the doggy bag. Take it with you. Raws wouldn't leave much food behind, I can't imagine.
Take your finger off. She go for that plate before she's done. You're in trouble, mister.
Wonder if she's taller than me yet.
Well, she's got new shoes with heels, so she might be.
Does she?
She's got a big pair of, like,
How'd
workers'
boots.
How'd
you go with
boots.
The tool? With the heels? Was that allowed?
Well, it's more like they're boots, but they've got a big chunker. Okay. Yeah, so.
But what age is she allowed to wear heels? Is that a big thing for girls these days?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have a... Now, like at 9.
Well, some girls at the age of 6 wear heels.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she's not a very feminine dresser. She'd actually,
she might almost surprise you like all of a sudden.
Maybe, but I almost said she got a new shirt and a new pair of jeans. And I, you know, when you stop yourself, because she was wearing a baseball hat too. And I said, you look cool. I was going to say, you look like a boy. But then,
yeah.
Like,
Richie,
yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, but she's not very fashionistery. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what feminine. Is fashion? It's whatever you're comfortable in, really,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, but like that thing of, you know, some girls, especially her age by now, they'd be like matching, all that kind of thing.
It might change when she goes to high school. You know, sometimes they don't care, and then all of a sudden, just like that, they're insisting on getting tinsel jeans because it's casual day and everyone's wearing them, and they're really expensive, and you've got to get them at the last minute.
Well, I was talking to one of Esther's friends the other day. She said she went out in the valley for the first time in a long time, and she was filthy. Because she wore heels, you know,
and that's what you do. Girls are not wearing heels now; they're wearing flats.
She's like, "I'm there suffering in heels." There's all these girls in skimpy dresses; they're wearing cons.
Yeah, they all wear flats.
Wow,
because it's like, and that's why you get some of the younger girls to me going, "Why are you being uncomfortable?"
Yeah, and we don't. Men don't care.
No.
But it's a whole like you dress for yourself. Yeah.
She's like, why? They should be suffering like we did. That's not fair.
That's how you picked out for being an old person.
That's the thing, though. We are finding it, aren't we? All the stuff that we whinged and bitched about growing up, and now they're getting it for free, and we're headless.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this work-life balance shit. We always whinged about it.
Why did they work themselves into the ground? And we're kind of like, why did we?
Why did we?
Yeah. I don't know, because it's a dumb thing. Yes. Yeah, but why?
Because.
But why be at work for longer and just
shut up?
I have not wasted my life.
You have. With all your free time and trips to the beach. And go home to pat your dog because he's lonely. Shit!
This is much cheaper than therapy, isn't it? This is good we do this. All right, well. We shall continue on.
Yeah, we'll keep working.
I like that voice when you do it.
In the middle of this podcast, you'll get answers for Alpha Bucks, guys. It'll get you $10,000 tomorrow. Here we go. Let's roll it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
At the end of the day, MCAT is a competition and there's only one winner and we want to make the best.
Yeah, MKR, it's back, 7:30, Channel 7 tonight. Manu Fidel is in the studio. Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. We were just saying off air about how everyone loves Nigella and she's amazing in us. And when she came on air with us on Friday, I felt like we had to talk posher or sit up straighter. For you, you're probably just the same.
No, yeah, I didn't have to change my accent. It's hard enough to understand sometimes. So.
Do you speak French around, like when you're not on the radio or something?
No, not really, to be honest with you. I've got a couple of French mates, but, you know, I don't.
Are you teaching your kids?
Yeah, my little one speaks French. So I speak French with her because I'm forced to. But because I effed up with my first one, he doesn't speak any French.
Well, that's
at
what
all.
I'm saying. It's always a friend, like my friends who speak two languages. I'm always disappointed when their kids don't.
Yeah,
I was like, that's a great. But that was a great opportunity to swear.
I know, but it's very hard when you speak one language all day long, every day. To turn that switch off and put the other on, it's not that easy. Yeah. So, Charlie, who's 7 years old now, she's pretty much halfway there.
Okay.
But I need to force myself to speak French to her, otherwise, you know, But before she didn't speak enough French, then, and she doesn't understand what I'm saying, then you've got to use your English as well. So it's complicated. Mm. It's not that easy.
Yeah. Well, MKR, it's great that it's back.
Yeah.
You know, there was always, there's always a bit of controversy when there's these types of shows. Yeah. We're going to see a big, like, across-the-table fight this year?
No.
Because you've been saying, like, you and Pete were saying that even when you were on the show in previous, let's be honest, that you guys were annoyed with the drama and had lost the cooking essence. Mm.
Very much so. And we lost, you know, we lost the kids. It used to be a family show where everyone sit around on the sofa from 7 years old to 97 years old. Mm. And I think we lost that. And I think, you know, we finally realized that we need to go back to what we used to do. Mm. Real food, real people, and just have a nice show. Yeah. There's so many other shows that just, you know, we've got so much drama in it. We don't have to do the same.
That's it's interesting that you guys say it, though, because we sort of thought it watching it, you know, and it's nice having it going back to it. But it must have been hard being on the show when you're caught up in the drama and you know that whether the producers or the directors or whatever it is, was that hard to be involved with it? You felt like going up to the contestants?
Yeah.
I forgot. Like,
at times it was. I get annoyed. I sit at the table going, and sometimes I used to stood up and go somewhere else for a bit because I just didn't like that at all. Yeah. And I think it wasn't us. Mm. You know, we had. It's funny when you do the show for so long, like it's 11 years, 12 years now, that you think that you need to reinvent the wheel, and sometimes you don't. Mm. Just keep it what it is.
Yeah. But that's the other way you can go, though, too. It does get out of itself, but then you go back to what it was, basics, and it gives it a whole new life.
When you think about it, in the kitchen, you don't really need to create more drama.
No. Nah.
Like, if you've worked in a kitchen, you go, it's already there. Mm.
Well, you know, when you've got to cook for Nigella and I, it must be so stressful.
Yeah.
You don't need to bring any more stress, I don't think, you know?
No.
Hey, what's Manu's go-to after a few drinks? So when you're in an Uber on the way home and you get peckish, where do you stop off for something to eat?
I'm just like everybody else, you know. I may have Burger King or, Dirty Burger or something.
What are you imagining? Going home and cooking
a kebab?
Something?
A kebab would be nice.
Yeah. That's good.
I just think if you worked in a kebab shop and it's 2 a.m. and you rocked up, you'd be like, oh, shit, what are we going to make? Bring out the good stuff, guys. Bring out the good stuff.
You can get a kebab with caviar on top.
Yes. Yeah. Some truffle. Sprinkle some truffle. And tabbouleh. Don't forget the tabbouleh.
Now, you were at the Echo all day yesterday. Yep. How much food did you consume or were you too busy talking to people?
No. I had a little bit at Dunwood Dog and some steaks, some sausages.
Who has steak?
There's heaps.
Yeah.
I always feel bad because you're watching
the farmers. chewing the cow. Yeah.
I love it.
We have some Eka food in here, and our team has prepared it, and we want you to critique as if this was like my kitchen rules. It was our theme would be Ekathine.
Yeah, we've just been preparing for hours and we're so stressed.
Fabulous.
Okay. We're very excited because you were there yesterday, but you didn't have a strawberry ice cream, which is one of the most traditional things to do there.
I was supposed to, but then, you know, the day went and I just went away. And
well, we heard that and we couldn't let it sit, so we brought some in for you today.
Which one do you want to try first? Ice cream?
Well, no, don't you go savory first?
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, there's no rules, but
there's no rules.
I always went to the dessert bar at Sizzler first, but each of their own.
No, I'm going for
Dagwood Dog.
Dagwood Dog.
Yes.
Okay.
So I had one yesterday, and there was too much butter around it, and because there was too much butter, it wasn't cooked enough, so it was really soggy.
Oh, that's how they always are. I think that must be deliberate.
Really?
Just bite it.
Oh, okay, Mum. That's what sexual actually is.
Bite it. Put it in your mouth, Manu. You got to watch him now.
I'm sorry. No, it's uncomfortable. Yeah.
Actually, that was better than yesterday's.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better than yesterday's. There you go.
It's missing a little bit of crispiness on the batter, but I won't blame the team for that.
Okay.
It's just because it's been staying here for a bit better.
Okay.
No, it's good. It's good. The ratio between sausage and butter is perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want too much butter. Otherwise, you lose the flavor of the sausage.
Mm. You must get a lot of free food in your career because everyone does this to you, don't they?
I've been to 3 radio stations. I've been stuffing myself for a bit.
You never have to buy a meal. What do you want to do next? Because we've got scones.
We
won't tell you the results, but they're entered into the ECA. So we've got the scones or the ice cream.
I'll do the scones. I'll do the ice cream last because I want to add up with the great strawberry flavour in my mouth. All right,
now, Keely's brought them in.
She bakes them and enters them into the ECA competition. So
fabulous.
Mm. She's very excited.
Do you know your results yet? Not yet.
So is that half a scone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Oh, I was just wondering because usually they're quite
big. Yeah, no,
like some. You're not happy with the half? Big it is, or
no. Usually, I was wondering if it was scone cut in half or
yell at him to bite it, Abs.
Yeah, he can't.
He won't eat it unless you
bite it.
No, more aggressive. He can't perform.
Eat it. Shove it in. No, not.
Oh my God! Cut!
Oh, that'll make the show.
I'm such a feeder when I see people not eating and they're. You do have it on your moustache, by the way. Sorry.
Jeez Louise, leave the man alone.
That's really good, and the jam on top is absolutely good.
Did you make the jam?
No.
Oh.
Okay, McKeely is here. When she works with us, and she has made these. Lie if a food critic says something, just say you made it.
All right, yeah, you have to even lie. I don't know. Say, yeah, of course I made the jam. It's a cooking.
Can't lie to a professional. He's gonna know.
It's a cooking competition. You should have made the jam as well as the scone.
Did you at least churn the cream?
Yes, we have goats for that.
You see, you've learned quick.
I'm not sure.
She's made the cream. Yeah, right.
All right. Now, there's a strawberry ice cream there as well.
You can just have that as dessert.
Anyway, I like this because it's not too sweet, but sweet enough.
Yeah. That's what they say about Keely.
All right, one last piece of abuse at Manu so he can eat his ice cream.
No, I didn't. No. You eat whatever you want speed-wise.
And how I want it.
Shall I
bite it or lick it?
Lick it first, then bite it.
Did you get this at the other radio stations as well?
No. I'm going to stay here for the day.
Oh, dear.
It's good, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
It's world class.
Yeah. And they're all volunteers, aren't they? It's a fundraiser for these.
Yeah.
Oh.
And if you bite into it, you've got strawberries at the end.
That's really delicious.
Mm. Great.
They're really good.
There we go. All right. Well, the sexual tension in here is wild.
Palpable.
So we might move on. Manu, thanks for coming in, buddy. Always
thank you for
a pleasure.
Having me.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Positive put downs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is a put down, but it's sugar coated.
Right.
So there is a lady who's gone on to say that she's getting a dog and she was so excited about this dog. And one of her friends was like, oh, my God, that's so good for you. I couldn't handle it because I want a life. And it's like, what? And she's like, yeah, I just want to be, like, spontaneous and I just want to be able to go wherever I want. You're now trapped.
It's true.
But it's not a compliment. Like, you're like, good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you. And I always remember a lady said to me when I had to put my son in childcare, quite early because we both went back to work. And to quote, she said, "That's so good that you can manage to do that. I can't because I love my child too much."
Brilliant.
And you're just left going...
You don't.
What?
Mm.
Like, because...
Yeah.
You basically just said...
And but well-meaning, isn't it? Well, do they think they know what they're doing?
Well, they say it's always like good for you or I admire you because I could never do that.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law going, "I just admire that you can let your shower screen go like that. I couldn't handle it. It would have to be cleaner."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, you clean it.
I was going to tell you, really, you're carrying that extra weight really well.
Yes. It's so lucky you're tall. Yeah. I couldn't get away with the weight, but you can.
Yeah. I've got more to fill out.
You look better with a fuller figure.
Yeah.
You know, when someone says
do guys do it as much?
I think we do it on accident, you know, because we would generally actually mean the compliment and go, "Oh, that's actually insulting." Yeah.
But guys are different. They'd just be like, "You put a few on, fatty." You know what I mean? We just go for it.
Yeah.
About I think that.
It's, yeah. Yes.
You're carrying it really well.
I get a lot, at least with your big eyebrows, you know you're not going to thin out.
Go bald. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right.
Like, you're such a hairy wolf man that you'll never be Neo from the Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, to be fair, you could lose a head on your hair, like on your head and just have your eyebrows.
That would be a tragedy.
There was no positive there.
You've taken all the positive out of that.
Do you guys have any out there? Positive put-downs? Oh, they're on the phone. Everyone's calling.
Busy.
Well, Anonymous has joined in.
Oh, this will be good.
131060.
Hey, Anonymous. First off, you've got tickets to the Ecker, so well done there.
Woohoo! Thank you.
No worries. And you're not freeloading. You've got to help us out. Have you got a positive put-down?
Yeah, I recently lost about 20 kilos since December, and somebody hadn't seen me for a while and said, "Oh, wow, you've lost some weight. You're starting to look really good."
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah.
I couldn't just say,
"I've always looked good."
Yeah. You look good. Yeah. You still look good.
Yeah. And how horrible did you look before, Anonymous, is the other question.
You left.
I look amazing.
Yeah, you just sort of left being confused. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Mm. It was a bit of a harsh blow, but oh well.
That's right, you got tickets to the Ecker, so you can go and enjoy all the food.
Yeah, there's heaps of food there for you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I will be watching you, studying your every move, and I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
We are looking forward to your night tomorrow night, Maddie. Are we looking forward to it?
So much.
So much. And like, if you want to text us updates throughout, we would be...
Oh, could you live stream it?
Yes! Do a few TikToks, bro. They'll love it. No, don't do TikToks.
Don't do TikToks.
Hey.
No, don't. Don't do TikToks. You'll embarrass yourself. Because you are going to meet your son's girlfriend's parents.
Correct, yes.
The in-laws.
Now, that's what I was going to call them. Yeah. You knew you'd freak. Because they're both young, so we're not saying that they're going to get married. We're not saying they're not going to get married.
No, we're not saying
that. But I just think it's a big deal when you're meeting them.
It is.
And there's a bit of an age gap.
Yeah.
Because that's... Maddie and Esther were quite young.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we always find is that, because Ethan's 20,
mm-hmm.
he is usually dating the youngest child of a family.
Right.
So,
and there's 15 years between you and Ethan, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
people listening to the show for
started
the first
young.
Time. Anyway, let's move on.
Play y'all.
Not really.
Yeah, really played yourself into a great... That's how the game over.
Such a player. I meet someone and I get committed.
So Esther and I met, I was 18, Esther was 22.
Yeah.
She already had Ethan. But we've been together 17 years.
Mm. So how old are they?
I think they are...
Oh, careful.
I think late 40s.
Okay. That's
not yeah, so not a huge difference.
We hang. You'll be able to hang with them.
But I'm just saying, like, Maddie acts like... We always say that he's an old man at times, but the other times when you're doing your sweet TikToks...
There's two extremes. I'm either extremely mature or childish as anything.
That's
true. Yeah. So which one are you going to be tomorrow?
Don't know.
But I went in on 131060. At what point did you meet the in-laws? Was it a good idea or was it a bad idea? For example, did you only meet the other in-laws at the wedding?
At the wedding. That's probably too late.
Way too late. And they ended up hating each other and it went really bad.
I don't remember when Kat...
I'd love to hear those stories because I always feel like it should be when you've moved in together.
Yeah.
But because they are flatmates.
They're flatmates, yeah. So they...
Yeah, you don't want to meet your flatmates-in-laws. That's weird.
Yeah.
But that's what they are.
I think it's a big jump because you would expect that, obviously, you would meet the parents of a girlfriend or a boyfriend quite soon, but it's when the two parents...
Who's asked who? Because I thought that you were going to ask them over for dinner, but then they...
Ethan and Maddie, his girlfriend, were the ones who said, "Oh, let's get you guys to meet each other," which I don't have any issues with.
Do they have an answer?
Do they have something to say to both of you at the same time? That's the only thing I can think of.
An engagement or something.
What else would I be thinking? What else would I be in it? Yeah, that's
I mean,
it's fun for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, that'd be fine if they get engaged.
Yeah.
If they make me a grandfather, that's going to be a completely different story.
No, that'd be, the only granddad on TikTok. Be a whole new lease of life for you. Bad granddad.
You know how you do what my 8-year-old does? What my 2-year-old grandson does.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't. I mean, you would accept anything, but.
The eyes say that that's not true, but...
I tell you what, me and Maddie's parents would have a lot in common, and that would be stress, I believe. Stress.
Yeah,
No, I reckon it's good to meet them. I just don't know when the right time is.
Mm. It is a funny one, because it does seem if the parents are meeting,
it's full
commitment.
It's a thing.
Yeah. I mean, they've got tattoos together, so we should have said commitment then.
Yeah.
Do they know that?
But I would freak out. Like, I do agree, like, the wedding is a little bit too late if they don't like it.
Yeah, you've got to meet them before.
So when did your...
I was trying to think, parents all meet? I think it was what I helped Kat move out of her house when we got together, and it was kind of a question because just her lease was up, and she's like, well, maybe we should move in together. I was like, nah, that's just because we can. We should wait until we actually want to. But I helped her move.
How did that go down?
Did you hear what you said?
Yeah.
So she wanted to, and you're like, no.
No, I don't want to. No.
He still doesn't want to live with her.
She just couldn't afford the rent.
And I think in the moving, they met then.
When we announced that we're going to get engaged, I think they met each other then.
Mm. Oh, so you've been together quite a while. Before they met.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But so you would have met, because Scotty was friends with your brother, so you would have met them before, wouldn't you?
Yeah, my dad actually met Scotty first. And they went out, and I think they were watching the footy of Boys Night, and he came back, and he's like, there is a wild guy there. He was off the chain, watching the football, yelling, drinking. Fun guy. And he didn't find him as fun when we got engaged. Sarah, in Springfield Lakes, at what point did the in-laws both meet?
I suspect that they probably won't meet until the wedding.
Is there a reason you're keeping them apart, or is just not in the plan?
No, I reckon they would love each other, but we've been together 6.5 years and they still haven't met. The opportunity's never come up.
So there's just been no barbecue where you've invited them both?
No, not really.
It's like you've just realised now.
Yeah.
I have. This was kind of my wake-up call this morning. I'm going to have to plan something.
But are they all the parents... live here in Brisbane?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay.
Are you engaged or?
No, not yet.
Not yet, okay. Right. Maybe we could do a meet the parents party.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
There you go.
I'm on board.
On board, you're there, yeah.
Well, you've also got Eka tickets, Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
No worries.
All right, 131060 is our number.
We got Kelly in Graceville. When did you meet the in-laws?
Our parents met when we were at the airport to leave to go overseas.
Ah, yeah.
And did they get along?
Yeah, they got along great. It's quite funny because both the mothers were like, I hope your son looks after my daughter. And my mum was like, well, I was hoping the daughter would look after the
son. And you've done it the right way, though. If they meet while you're leaving to go overseas, even if they hate each other and it's a debacle, you're in Tahiti. Bye.
Yeah, like, parking's really... expensive. We've got to get going at the airport. We can't wait around.
Yeah, plane's leaving. Bye.
There you go. And you guys are you still together?
Oh, yeah, still married. Been together for, 20 years. Parents still get on. We catch up a lot. So,
there you go.
Yeah, excellent. Very fortunate.
All right. Yeah. Well, you got tickets to the Eka. It's Make It Rain Monday. Get on the air. You get a double pass.
Amanda in Slacks Creek, you've got tickets to the Eka as well. Congratulations.
Oh, awesome.
Couple more show bags. Where did your in-laws meet each other?
Overseas. So obviously my parents immigrated, and my dad was living back in the homeland looking after the farm and house. So I went and lived with my dad for a while. Met my husband, and when my mum came over, My mum and his mum were friends at school.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I didn't know, and he didn't know, and now, yeah, they were best friends, and they remember all the old days, and yeah, so it's fun, but it's the best when your in-laws are overseas.
That must have been freaky when they met each other, or did they get wind of it beforehand, or was it like, oh my God, it's you, when they met each other?
When I told my mum I found the one, she's like, oh, I know that family, you know, I remember and that, but it wasn't until when she came back overseas and they met each other that they realised who it was.
Wow. There you go. Maddie could be in for a surprise tomorrow.
Well, yeah, you'd be uncle.
Oh, no, that's God.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks for $10,000. Tomorrow's the 9th of August. It's a Tuesday. Here are your answers.
Best food in the world. Sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Soap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, smack that. That's a song.
Is it?
Smack that.
Yeah,
smack that. What is it about?
Acorn.
Kids.
Yeah. Playing Twister.
Smack that red dot.
Yeah. Mm. I got Twister the other day.
The game.
A friend of mine was getting out all of her board games. And she's like, do you want the board games? I'm like, no. She was like, have the board games. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll have them. And it's like Twister and a few different old school ones as well.
Wow. Game of Life. That's always a good one.
Game of Life. What is that one?
It's kind of like it's got a spinny thing in the middle of it. You grow your family, you have a little car.
I haven't played it in years. I used to love Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, that was always
She got, and I have to have Kaplunk.
Oh, I love Kaplunk.
Kaplunk.
Oh, that is way old school.
Yeah. I loved that as a kid.
Did you? I can bring it Kaplunk. In because she wouldn't let me throw it out. She's like, no, you need it. I was like, do we need it?
One of those ones takes 20 minutes to set up, 5 minutes to play.
Yeah.
Like Mousetrap.
Yes. That's such a classic with board games. I don't want them in my house, but I don't want to throw them away, so I'll put them in someone else's house, and then they'll eventually throw them away.
Mum's done that with the crystals. She doesn't want to throw out crystals from her mum because apparently they're worth something, which they're not. They're just, it's just glass, but they pretend it's crystals. She doesn't want to throw them out, so she's hiding them in my house. So each time
like
she comes
little,
up.
Little champagne glasses and things?
Like vases, heaps of little vases, but only ones for like tiny little daisies that are so small.
Oh, my mum has stacks of them.
Yeah, so she'll put them and it will just be like, I'll open up a drawer and it's there, or it's just on a side table in a spare room.
And little ring holders. We put your rings and all that sort of stuff.
Do you want any?
No, I'm about to inherit a shitload.
I'd actually like to get them valued.
Is something we need to know?
Yeah, why are you?
Is she okay?
No, well,
like when she passes.
When she passes.
When? Yeah, but you shouldn't say about to. I'm about to.
It's about damn time.
I'm gonna need all my mother's stuff.
But do you get told that they're worth a lot and they're not? Because that's what I want to get them checked.
Get them evaluated.
Yeah, because they keep, that's worth a lot. And she goes on about this rocking horse that's worth so much. And they spent $2,000 for it. And then they got it valued, another family, because they got one as well, the other side. And it was only valued at $500.
Right.
So they sold it for $2,000.
Mm. You never know.
Yeah. It's the sentimental value that you can't put a price on.
Well, they do on Antique Roadshow.
They do, yep.
That is actually a really good show.
I love that show.
Could we do a version of it here in Australia?
Not
like, I know,
really.
It's, I know, but could we, like, you know.
Yeah, you found a Coke can from the 90s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it worth anything?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, these people, and that's why I do watch it, these people in England, you know, they find something in the attic. And they're like, oh, that came over in the Spanish Armada. It's 2,000 years old. And you're like, oh, I was using it as a duvet.
Now it's like, this was a giveaway on B105 in 1992.
Yeah.
But anything is of value if you can find someone. The right person. So if someone is a collector of Coke cans and you've got the one that completes their collection, you can charge them whatever you want, really.
Yep.
Anyway.
Right. We got wrapped up there, didn't we? We were only doing Alpha Bucks answers.
That's right. Here we are, working hard again.
God damn it!
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Is the Masked Singer.
Who are you?
We only spoke to him, was it last week?
Week before? When it rains, it pours.
Yeah, for the neighbours wrapping up. Ryan Maloney got kicked off the Masked Singer last night. Hey, buddy.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Oh, God. That was a big secret to keep. I mean, you had the neighbours finale, you're speaking to everyone, and you've already had filmed the Masked Singer.
Well, it wasn't that big of a secret. It didn't last too long, did it?
I don't know. Mel B was like, that's hot. That's hot. Do you remember her saying that, or is it only when you're watching it back last night?
No, I didn't hear her say that, actually.
Hey, well.
I actually, there you go. Mm. Yeah, Mel B, yeah. I did hear it on the, when I was watching it back, but no, I didn't hear it in real life.
And are we following in the footsteps of many, many a famous Neighbours alumni? Is there a Ryan Maloney album in the works, mate?
Well, yeah, Christmas is coming up, so...
I'd buy it.
But, Ryan, you actually had a really, really good voice.
Yeah,
do they pitch it up or down or change it at all when you're singing so that to throw us of who it is?
No, I mean, some actual singers can do that with their own voice. but no, you know... Not being a singer, no, I have no ability to do that. That was just me.
I tell you who'd be headless. Surely Dr. Carl would be headless because he loves getting the sing on, doesn't he? He loves it.
Oh, he loves it. He loves it. So, yeah, he might even be a little bit jealous that he wasn't on there.
Maybe he is on there. We just don't know.
That's true because you don't know who any of the other people are, do you?
You're completely correct. Mm. I don't.
There's a twist. The whole Neighbours cast are just writing out the rest of their contracts on the Masked Singer.
Awesome.
It'd be great. Speaking of the finale,
like
though,
the
it was.
Let me guess. Ray Maher actually ends up winning. Right?
Twist, Irene.
Yeah.
But the Neighbours finale, mate, it was so well done and so well handed. Your big storyline and the wedding and everything else, and then Guy Pearce, what an absolute legend he was.
Yeah, he's a pretty nice fella, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool. He's pretty amazing.
That must have been weird, though, acting, like, because he's like, you know, he's a pretty big movie star, and then he's back on Neighbours and you're acting alongside him. Although you wouldn't, did you actually get to hang out with him?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, he's you know, one of those incredibly down-to-earth people. So, you know, there's no difference between him and anybody else.
Mm.
He's just a genuine, lovely guy.
Are you enjoying any downtime, or you haven't had any yet?
I haven't had any yet. That's, you know, like all through all the Neighbours stuff, it was kind of like, oh, so how are you feeling now that's all wrapped up? I'm like, it hasn't wrapped up at all.
Yeah.
You know, and now, you know, with the Masked Singer, so, you know, all I can say is I have had a lot of fun in the last couple of months, I'll tell you.
Mm.
Good on you.
And the rumours that you're going to be the next Bachelor, can confirm?
Yep. Well, you know, I haven't seen my wife for a while, so.
Hey, do you know anything about the rumour of Kylie Minogue on the finale of Neighbours apparently got dubbed? Because she had I was reading somewhere, she sounds too English now, so they dubbed a more Aussie accent over her. I thought that sounded strange that would happen.
Well, Ray Maher was at it again, I think.
They couldn't have done that. It was her voice. I didn't even notice. That was her voice.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what the editing did, but I just read somewhere they're saying they dubbed an old Aussie version of her.
See, I like to think if you're Australian and you travel anywhere over the seas, you can always put on your Aussie accent back on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know what? She's one of those people who, she's an actual singer, so... She could change her voice.
Mm.
So maybe she's on the Masked Singer as well.
Oh, we've had suspicions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're just talking about whether she's the zombie, because I reckon it sounds like her, but I reckon it's Emma Wiggle trying to sound like Kylie Minogue.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we overthink it, Ryan. We really do.
We didn't pick you, but hey, we've nailed all the others. Yeah.
Well, buddy, great to chat to you again. I'm hoping that there is a reason next week
we'll get to chat to you.
I hope it becomes a regular thing.
I'm a celeb. Get me out of here.
Give me a call.
Yeah.
Just give me a call. I've got nothing else on for now. So,
I love it.
We'll do the Ryan rap each week where you just tell us what you've been up to for the week. I love it. Good on
you.
Good on you, man. Well done on the show and well done on Neighbours and everything. Nice to talk to you again.
All right, good on you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks Ryan.
Buddy. Ryan left The Masked Singer last night. He was the night. It's Stav, Abby and Matt, and The Masked Singer is back 7:30 tonight, Channel 10.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Our living each day is if you would take. Abby's so jealous and wants it that way.
I was jealous on Friday, and I just, as I was leaving, Taylor, our producer, who's 25, about to get married as well, yep. And just very different lifestyle, you know, she...
has a lifestyle.
Yeah, I think your biggest fear would be to babysit my three kids. In fact, you said no way, if she's got a dog, I would.
Yes, yep, kids and dogs, completely different story.
Yeah, and as I was leaving, she's like, why don't you just live your day like Tay? pay being her. And I was like, okay, what do you mean? She was like, yeah, this weekend, why don't you just do that? And I was like, what do you do on a Saturday? And she goes, well, what time do you wake up? And I said, well, on Saturday, I will sleep in
till
5 because then I've got to get
lazy.
I got to get the kids ready for like sport.
Mm.
She would have already been up at probably 3.
And this is what she said she was doing point. On it. This is what she said she was going to do on a Saturday. Mm. So just to get a little bit of like a fantasy about how the other people live, what did you say that you were going to do?
So my Saturday prep actually begins Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll make sure I'm in bed by like 10:30. So then when I wake up at 10:30, 11, I've got my full 12 hours sleep.
Oh, did you hear that? God, what are you, Saturday? High? Do you have to collect nuts for the winter? Like,
well, I'm actually starving by the time I wake up.
Of course you are. You've been in a coma.
But this is the thing, though. I say to her, I say, how many times do you wake up? She's like, I don't. I was like, don't you wake up and even go to the toilet? Or does someone else wake you? She's like, what do you mean? I sleep through the whole night.
She's got a childless 25-year-old bladder. She doesn't, she's not getting up to go to the toilet.
So then you wake up. So I'm starving. Mm. So I'm like, oh, I might just go walk down to the cafe. So I just take a stroll to my local cafe. I'll get an almond cup with an Equal, and then I'll like get like a fruit bar or something because I'm a bit peckish. I'll sit at the cafe. I'll have that, and then I'll stroll back home. And then on Saturday, actually, when I got my nails done, so I popped down to Chermside.
They look good.
Thank you. And then I went home and watched the finale of Love Island UK. And that's about as interesting as it got.
I think we should give your life away as a prize.
Oh, it does sound good, doesn't it?
Yeah, the great Tay giveaway. You get to live like Tay for a day.
Yeah. I just don't remember doing stuff like that.
You
but
did.
You're a weird case, though, because even if you had all that time to do that, that is not how you would choose to use
those
hours.
I think I did used to sit on the couch.
I used to. I loved it.
I think, like, I'm pretty sure we used to, like, watch TV and just day drink.
Look,
I just don't remember it, though.
That's because you were day drinking, you idiot.
But, like, 12 hours sleep.
Yeah.
Just, you know, take reassurance in the fact that she's about to get married in October. She'll have a kid soon and be just as depressed as the rest of us.
And you know what will be the best about it? When she's got a newborn, we'll have teenagers, so we can call her and be like,
maybe that's the thing. You think that, and I say that, and I always, like, caught up with my friend who's got older kids, right? And I was like, oh, they're just so demanding. She's like, just so you know, it never stops. It's just a different demanding. She's answering calls from her 21-year-old whose credit card is not working and needs to get out of a situation. You know, just it's different.
What was this? That sounds hectic. What was the situation?
I don't know.
No, just meaning, you know, your son still needs you.
Yeah.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Rings me up and says I need to borrow money for a suit for a new job I got. Did you see the photo of my new tat dad?
Priorities.
Maybe we have a chat about how to spend your money, champ.
So live your day like Tay.
What did you do Sunday?
Yeah, what did you do Sunday?
Well, I actually slept over in the Sunshine Coast on Saturday night. So again, I woke up at like 11 o'clock because I needed the sleep before the drive back home. And then I got to my house at around midday, and then I'm selling a car. So I had to meet a family to sell the car.
That's hectic.
Yeah.
Oh, she's out. She doesn't want to be you anymore.
No, I'm just being sarcastic.
Oh, right.
Sleep until 11.
Yeah, sleep until 11.
No, good for you.
Yeah.
You live your life.
Oh, she hates you.
No, I love her.
I can tell.
I want to be here.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Bad boys, what you gonna do?
I don't know if you guys heard this story over in Western Australia. Did you hear about the incident in Perth? It was pretty hectic as the SWAT team was called and they actually shut down a part of the city because there was a gunman on the loose. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
Oh.
Because Perth's a different country. I mean, the time difference is...
It is. It's called Bali's closer.
Yeah. It's two hours, I think, difference between here.
And they were the longest to shut the borders, weren't they? They were kind of like, we don't need you, so don't come. We're like, we're okay.
Yeah, then it became like a strike, but no one noticed you were on strike. Yeah. It's like that. But yeah, so the whole of the city, they got the big tanks in, the big Humvees, the black cars. They all swarmed into this cordoned off area of the city. There was a tall, 6'3", huge guy with a bulletproof vest and an assault rifle, and the people around were like, oh my god, we're about to have some sort of incident occurring. So they called the police, they swarmed in.
So, yep.
Yes, they swarmed in and they got him, and it turns out that this was what he was doing.
The man wasn't an armed robber. He was, in fact, an adult performer. The 31-year-old man had a party nearby he was getting his outfit ready for, which included a SWAT vest and an assault rifle.
He was a stripper!
Oh, my God. Let's go and get him. He's very good looking. Doesn't matter. He's good.
Did they not notice when you're wearing just a vest with nothing underneath?
Mm, that's how the SWAT do it. Because if you've got no other clothes, people tend to aim for the vest, you see.
Why was he in costume?
Because he got called for a party.
Public. Yeah. But don't you usually go plain clothed and then go to a room in the venue and get dressed?
I don't know how it works, but I've actually felt... I felt there's a new trend at the moment for a lot of strippers where they don't just get booked for like hens night. It will actually be for different corporate events or for something else. So like, there's been
having a board meeting, so you bring a stripper in.
Yeah, it's like a flash mob.
Kid you not, people have been doing it. So people have been doing yoga classes, and if it's someone's birthday, someone has hired a stripper. Mm. So everyone's doing like their downward dog, and then all of a sudden a stripper will come in and it will be like, you're under arrest, and then we'll end up stripping, which is not... I mean, I don't know. I feel like I've got to have one or two champagnes to enjoy it.
Before you start taking your clothes off. My favourite part about the whole story is I'll give you two guesses to see if you can guess what his name is.
Oh, like Roger?
No. Think more.
Tyrone? No, okay, no.
Ballpark. Any ideas?
So he's dressed, he's in a bulletproof vest.
He's got it turned out one of those gel blasters. But the gun actually looks serious. Like, it's no wonder they called it. It looked like the real deal. He's gorgeous, yes.
Stage name, real name?
Real name.
Oh, we're going real name, not stage name.
Yeah.
Chad.
Yes!
No, are you joking?
Yes!
Are you for real?
Chad. It was
How
the
are you
Chad.
So familiar with male stripper
it
names?
Was the Chad. Well done, mate.
Is that
take
your,
the rest of the day
what's
off.
Your secret skill?
Chad Satchwell.
I just look at a stripper and I already know their name.
Yeah.
No. You know,
the only other thing is they didn't see his concealed weapon.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Most terrifying experience last night, and I'm not good at it at all, and I know it's supposed to be fun, but we went to the Gabba. The game wasn't fun for some time. The Brisbane Lions taking on Carlton. And I was like, oh, Carlton, we're getting a little bit too close for my liking. But we took all the kids. And the one thing that they're so excited about, Lions did win, by the way.
Right, yeah.
About coming back because it stopped during COVID is the kick to kick, which is at the end where you get to take your football along and you go onto the grounds. Have you ever done it?
Yeah, it still feels illegal when I see it.
Yes.
It does, doesn't it?
Because they've got the big sign saying big fines for anyone who goes onto the field, you know, with that, and you're like, ooh. And then it's like, no, go on. You're like, you sure?
Yeah, plus I grew up watching rugby league, which you never, ever do that. You know, you never get on the pitch. And then when you're there and everyone just runs on, you're like, is this happening?
And we were trying to tell the kids that it's not on because we wanted to get going because the youngest one, it was a little bit too late, said take all the kids. And it's on the big sign. And kick to kick is back. And you're like, yeah, but not, I don't.
Not today.
No, that's next week's game.
And they're like, no, can we go? And I was like, all right, let's just go for a little while. It is so terrifying for someone who was never invited to play ball sports because I never did that. I always did ballet, and I am so uncoordinated at it, and it is terrifying because it was like an almost sold out game. So there's over 30,000 people, and so many of them went on to kick, and all you hear all the time is heads, and I never know which way you go with heads. Do you like look up to look, or do you just
duck and cover? You look up to look, you can get a face full of football.
And I don't know what skill. Scotty's got that skill where he just looked up and I was like, are you kidding? Someone had kicked a ball, not the kid's size, but the proper size, up, and it was just high in the sky. And I was like, I don't know which way to go here. I really don't. And Scotty came over and like pushed me over to mark it. And I was like, thank you, I think.
Could you go in the back?
What do you think about it? Heads really is just a warning that you're about to be concussed. Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. It's because even especially in golf where they go heads, you're like, well, it's already plummeting at me. You're just telling me I'm about to get hurt.
It's funny you said that because I was like, maybe I'll just take a different approach because I was wholly scared of it and trying to look which way because you hear heads.
Balls flying at you everywhere.
Everywhere, Stav.
Flying at your head.
And I was just like, maybe I'll just walk like the other kids did and just not look terrified. And I go, if it hits me, it's still going to be the same as what it is if someone yelled at heads and it would still hit me.
Yeah. You could yell four. Confuse everyone.
Because it's the kids that are so excited to go on, and the other people are a couple of, like,
the boys
who have gone with a group and have had too many beers and don't realise that it's only supposed to be a fun game, and they're climbing up on each other's back.
Yeah.
So all I had was just people protecting. Once someone said to me, maybe if you're going to film the kids, maybe you want to film it from the back. And I was like, good point.
Good point.
Good point. It's terrifying.
Explains your black eye today, though.
Does it?
No.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Went off to a wedding on Saturday for a friends of ours. They're poor things. It was a third attempt.
I thought of you guys in the morning when it started to rain. Yeah. I was like, oh, I better stop because I know that they've cancelled it twice for COVID.
Twice for COVID. And the bride, God bless her, she pulled herself together. She had laryngitis the day before. So she put on a brave face and went, nothing's stopping me this time. Yeah. He's British, so they had relatives come over and stuff. So,
it was going ahead.
Yeah. I met his parents. His parents were the most British people I've ever met. It was like talking to a stamp. Like, they were just that British. But we were there. It was a great little wedding. It was out at Walkabout Creek out at, past the gap there. Lovely place. We've got an emu. Saw an emu.
I think they've got an emu.
Inogra Reserve. Yeah. There's an emu there. There's a wombat. There's snakes and stuff. And then there's a lovely little place where you can get married and look over the water. And like a lot of weddings these days, this one had a candy bar.
Help
yourself candy bar because kids were invited as well, and there was little bags, and oh my God, the kids went nuts.
Before they were supposed to?
100%. Yeah. They almost went, they were going for the cake, and I was like, you can't go for the wedding cake because it had like all donuts and stuff around the bottom. I was like, leave that stuff
It's
alone.
Like you've got to put a sheet over it and then do the reveal if you don't want people to eat it before.
Yeah. Yeah. Because their bags, like the bags that they were filling with lollies, they were pretty much like putting their foot in the bag, scrubbing it down and putting more in. They were like chunky bags. But they weren't all together greedy because they all, I don't know why, but they all got together a bag. They put a bag of lollies together and they gave it to the bartender.
Oh, the bartender was hooking him up, was he?
No. No.
Hey, kids, give me a bag of lollies.
Did he ask for them?
No, he didn't. In fact, the actual opposite, because Rory told me what she did. She goes, oh, we made a thing and gave it to the bartender. And I was like, that's really nice of you. And then, you know, I just went up to get another drink and I was like, oh, I hear the kids gave you a lolly bag. And he was obviously a young guy, obviously doesn't have kids and stuff. And he was freaking out.
I didn't ask for them. Why are you working?
I didn't want them. I felt like I had to take them. Yeah, is that? I'm like, man, it's cool with me. He goes, oh no, they came up to me. They were like, do you want lollies? I was like, can I take lollies from children? I was like, as long as you're not doing it the other way around.
That's totally fine.
But he was panicking. He goes, no, I told my boss. I said, they told me, they said, you want the lollies? And I said,
I ran and called mum.
Yeah. So he was losing his mind because the kids had got him a bag of lollies and he didn't know if he was allowed to take them.
He still took them, didn't he?
Well, he didn't want to upset the kids as well because he's got like 5 or 6 kids all looking up and going, you want some lollies? And he was like, yes, I will take it. And then they asked for 5 shots.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
We've been having a conversation off air about Taiwan and what's happening over there, and Stav's been informing us about it. And it just makes me go, why didn't I choose history as a major at school? You know, when you kind of go, it's like you never would have found going to a museum interesting, but you get to a certain age and you're like, that's fun. But I never appreciated it back then. There should be short courses that you could do as an adult, not to progress in life, but just to not be so dumb. You know what I mean? Like just a little bit of a, hey, if you want to go to a dinner party and have a conversation.
Yeah.
Here's this. Hey, Link.
Oh, side hustle.
Not a bad business idea.
Yeah. I mean, you could do Wikipedia, of course.
Yeah, but you can't trust Wikipedia. Anyone can do
says
anything.
Says Stav, who's constantly put down by it.
No, I don't use Wikipedia instantly.
You know, just a little bit of a brief course. Thanks, but no thanks.
You know what it's like when you've got an iPhone, it works great, and then new iPhones come out, and it slowly just gives up on you.
It knows there's a new one out.
Sorry, it's time for you to go and have one of my upgraded friends.
Are you saying it's a conspiracy?
No, I'm just saying it's a way to make billions of dollars.
Business model, I believe. Sort of is. Yeah.
My phone stopped charging.
Ah, yeah.
You got to blow in it and get all the dust out, apparently.
Well, that was, you know, I did that.
Yeah.
I did all of that. And then, so I thought, oh, I'll take it in to the Vodafone shop. Because, you know, I'm nearly out of the contract thing and, you know, I might switch over and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I walk in, I go, it's not charging, everything else works perfectly, but if I have the cord twisted to the right and then sitting on top of the lamp, it works. The lady grabs it, and she puts in a paper clip.
Yeah.
And flicks out a big,
huge
hairball. Like this, it was gross. It was like the charging port of a phone is the belly button of the phone
because
it
100%.
Was full of
the lint. Shame. You
and it
had.
Was shameful. And then she scraped it around and tapped it, and all this gunk came out. She went, "It should work now," and it's perfect.
Wow.
But I'm a pig. So thanks. But no thanks.
It's probably the kids using it.
Good point.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. Went to the Ecker yesterday. And we went late afternoon because me and my wife were performing at the Stockman's Bar in the evening. So I did my little thing and then me and Rory left. And I was out the front. And it was about that time. It was wrapping up, so it was quite busy leaving. And I called an Uber. And I watched that Uber come close and then go off in the other direction and forget about us. So I called another Uber. And that one did the same thing.
Mm.
Then I called another Uber, and he was on his way. But as he was on his way, a taxi with its light on turned a corner. And I went, "We're getting in that taxi." And then I took the most delightful, joyous delight in hovering my finger up. I let him go a little bit further. Mm. You know, I let him get closer.
Not too much. You
not
still
too
have to
much.
Pay, though.
Yeah, no, no. And then just,
I mean, that's
just when
fun.
He knew it was locked in, I was like, "And cancel you. The upper hand is now on the other foot."
You showed him with all those people waiting for an Uber.
Yeah. He's probably didn't eat last night, poor guy. Thanks for knowing that.
Brisbane wakes up with Staff, Abby and Matt on B105.